Ann Arbor's next city council is set after this week's Democratic primary, since no opposition has filed to run in the November general election. Less than 17% of the city's registered voters participated in the primary, and at least one council member thinks a change to nonpartisan elections could help increase the number of residents choosing Ann Arbor's elected officials. In November, Ann Arbor voters will consider a charter amendment to reestablish requirements for running for office. Second Ward Councilmember Jane Lum pushed for the charter question and thinks a community discussion is also needed about partisan elections. The lone independent on council thinks greater diversity could result.
There's one way to really, you know, improve the elective process, make it more inclusive. I think that's an important area to address in the charter.
Primaries could still take place in August, with a runoff election in November. Lum says Ann Arbor's tradition of being a ghost town in August makes the current system particularly susceptible to a small percentage of the electorate deciding who wins city races. In Michigan, only Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Ionia use partisan elections for city council and mayor. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.